السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, there are many ayat of the Quran Sharif with regards to zikrullah, and there are many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to zikrullah. So as far as zikrullah is concerned, there is thubut, or there is proof in the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. As far as the method is concerned of how to make that zikrullah, then we have different mashayikh recommending different ways. So therefore we should not consider the way or the method that is prescribed by any shaykh as being the sunnat method. All the zarb that is made and all the other different styles of zikrullah, so that is for ilaj, or it is for cure. It is like the medication, as I've explained many times. That medication, if a person has to ask the doctor that show me in which hadith sharif it is mentioned that you must take this medication, 3 tablespoons or 2 teaspoons, 3 times a day, and I'm not going to take it unless you show it to me in the kitab of hadith sharif, so obviously it is not going to be found there. The hakim will check the patient, and after that, whatever is his experience, that if this medication is taken so many times a day in this quantity, then it brings about some kind of cure for that sickness with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. So he will prescribe that. So all these methods are merely what we term as experiences of people. Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh, it was his experience that if a person goes out in the Jamaat for 40 days, 4 months, spends his time in the environment of the masajid, and if he is sincere, he wants to learn the basics of deen, and he wants to become inclined towards deen, then it makes it easy for him. After that, of course, it was necessary that the person must acquire the knowledge of deen to bring the complete deen into one's life, and he must make tawbah from all the sins. Just like that, there's experiences of mashayikh also, that if a person makes zikrullah in this manner, or reads the following kitabs, or the following ahadith sharif, or the following ayat of the Quran sharif, then these are the benefits. So in this month of Rabiul Awwal, we know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, zikr-e khair will be made. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, remembrance will be all around the globe. There will be lots of seminars, conferences, lots of majalis, and lots of programs that will be held, in which there will be great amount of discussion on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the mu'jizat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the surat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the sirat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. However, after all those discussions have taken place, when the month of Rabiul Awwal comes to an end, then it seems that all that josh and all that excitement, everything also comes to an end. So we should not be like those people who only make zikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be remembered throughout our lives. Therefore, it is only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and no one else. So many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world and they left, but no one in his ummah was taught all the adab of eating, drinking, sleeping, entry into toilet, coming out of the toilet, entry into the masjid, going into the masjid, exiting from the masjid, du'as of safar, now all these things are reminders of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The masnoon du'as are in reality a 24-hour reminder of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that we can't forget. Now when the person is getting up in the morning and he says, Alhamdulillah illazi ahyani ba'dama amatani wa ilayhi nushur. So what does that remind now? That it's a dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught. That when you get up, read this dua. Now you will get up, there are many other duas. Then you will make wuzu, there are duas. Then the person, if he entered the toilet or the bathroom, before entry this dua, after coming out this dua. Now these little duas, if he's going to eat this dua, after eating, in between eating, when he's drinking, when he's wearing his clothes, when he's coming out of the house, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, or whatever his duas he's reading. Now all these little duas, they are the 24-hour reminder of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't remember him only in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Remember him throughout your life. He is the qibla of our life. We have two qiblas. One is our qibla of namaz. The qibla of the namaz is the Baytullah Sharif. That wherever you are in the world, you must face Baytullah Sharif or in that direction, and you must make your salah. That is the qibla of our salah. The qibla of our namaz is Baytullah Sharif. Whether you are in east or west, north or south, you will face in that direction, Makkah Sharif direction. Because that is what is our qibla of our salat. But when it comes to the qibla of our lives, then that is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the qibla of our lives. That we have to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't only follow him in eating, drinking, sunnats. His whole life, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam practiced upon, and that which he declared for us as a shariat. I have explained many times that one was his personal life, which he chose for himself, the 2x2 room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just has one set of clothes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't keep one coin, not even one coin for the next day. He goes on to the musalla and he realizes that there's one silver coin or one dirham or dinar at home. So he stops the salat before he ties and folds his hands. He goes to the house, takes that away, takes it, gives it away, then he makes Allahu Akbar. Now that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. 2 months, stove never lit in his home sometimes. If somebody gave milk to drink, he drank the milk. If somebody gave meat to eat, he ate the meat. If somebody gave bread, he ate the bread. So it's not that he was poor. Allah Ta'ala had made him very rich. He sacrificed 100 camel in Hajjatul Wida. 100 camel in those days was not cheap. You had to be very rich to have 100 camel money. Even in these days we go there, we start squealing and arguing and fighting and negotiating, and we look for the cheapest and the weakest. And we ask some Mufti Sahib, it's not jais to slaughter one chicken for cook. If it was, we would do that. So that is our condition. Now he is 100 camel. And of that 63 slaughtered with his own hands. So Allah Ta'ala had made him rich. But he chose for himself that way of life. But he didn't impose it on the Ummah. If he had imposed it on the Ummah, we all would have said, very, very difficult to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in the Shariat there is for the rich, for the poor, for the king, for the beggar, everybody can follow the Shariat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the qibla of our lives. So these majalis of zikrullah, now tonight is majlis of zikr, I'm not giving you all bayan. But zikrullah, there is subud, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made abundant zikr. But there was no tahdeed, or there was no such thing as must read so many tasbihs, must do this, must do that. So therefore, if a person is making zikr in any other way also, as long as there is subut and proof of it from the Quran and Sunnah, then there is no harm. We must not force anybody to do it exactly like we do it. This is just for the sake of ilaj. So tonight we have once again a Naat Sharif first, and then some zikrullah, and make dua. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizane daru salam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, then we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, when we say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is not just a name, it comes with a whole complete message. When a person says ocean, then what is an ocean? Water in a cup, will that be an ocean? Water in a jug, will that be an ocean? Water in a 10, 20, 50, 100 or 1000 liter container, will that be an ocean? When we say ocean, then straight away what comes into our mind? That there is a huge ocean. Big, big ships are plying on that ocean. There are big, big sharks and whales and big, big fish in that ocean. Different, different color fish in that ocean. And so many other things in that ocean. So many things Allah Ta'ala has got in the ocean. So when we say ocean, it's just one word, ocean. But look at what comes together with that one word. Just one word. But look at what comes with that one word, ocean. Like that Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we say Muhammad. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, when Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name came on my tongue, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, the pagham and the message of my life came with that one word, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Complete pagham, complete message, that this is how you must live in this world. If you want peace, if you want happiness, if you want contentment, if you want satisfaction, if you want the qurb and the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, if you want the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, if you want to be protected and saved from a life of misery, disaster, problems, restlessness, worries, anxieties, so then this is the peyam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just in that word Muhammad, it's like that ocean. Everything comes with it. The akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes in that word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Honesty comes in there. Truthfulness comes in there. Charity comes there. Salat with khushu and khuzu comes there. Ibadat comes there. Our muamalat comes there. Everything that you can think of, which a person is faced with in his life, comes in there. In there is also amar bil ma'ruf, there is nahi anil munkar. There is what we term as courts of law and justice. Everything is in there in this one word, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he was everything. He was a mufassir. He was the one who made tafsir of the Quran Sharif. It was revealed to him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained what the verses of the Quran Sharif meant. Hadith Sharif is nothing else but what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time that Nubuwwat was given to him and he was told to invite the people towards Deen, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was struggling and calling. He was making the sacrifices, and then when he was given the order that now you can fight back, so then after that, look at the number of battles. We get battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandaq, so many different battles. We get Fatah of Makkah, Mukarramah, we get Hunain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who can be a greater mujahid than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But there was jihad also in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, the true jihad, where the sword had to be picked up in his head. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was everything. Now we cannot do everything, but in this one word, Muhammad, dosto, he says, dosto, zindagi ka payam aa gaya. If I have to open up now this mazmoon, then you will be sitting whole night. The flow of mazameen that's coming now. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give me tawfiq of amal and give you the tawfiq of amal. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Aa gaya ambiya ka imam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salam aa gaya. Jab subah par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Aa gaya ambiya ka imam aa gaya. All the ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to this world, but the imamul ambiya was our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In the night of Mi'raj, everyone has gathered there. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala gathered them there, and they all are awaiting. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam puts him forward, and he leads the salat, he leads the congregation. A proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Imamul Anbiya. Now this word Imamul Anbiya also, it has got a very, very wide and deep meaning. All the shariats of the past, with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwat, everything was mansukh and all cancelled. Just the first word of the Quran Sharif, Iqra' bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, Iqra' was revealed, and all the books of the past, mansukh, finish. Now the only word thing that you have to do to gain Allah Ta'ala's closeness is to follow the Quran Sharif. Finish. Just that one word cancelled everything. Imamul Anbiya. Ha, what position Allah Ta'ala gave our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We haven't appreciated it. There was a reason why the Anbiya of the past even were desirous to be the Ummatis of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And we got it in a plate. So right there, the Rauza Mubarak, right there in Madina Sharif, there too we don't appreciate. There too, look at what is happening. Look at the hotels. Look at the foyers of the hotels. Look at the shopping complexes. Outside the Haram Sharif, you just enter the shopping complex and then you do not know whether you are in London, Paris, Dubai, or where you are. There's nothing wrong with shops, with businesses. But these bowling alleys they're talking about now, and the music, and all the other animated things there. Those things which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I have been sent to destroy, you can buy in abundance there. Go to any shop and buy them. What is sold there without music? Our cell phones playing musical tones right by the Rauza Mubarak, in the Haram Sharif, in the around the Kaaba Sharif, near the Hajre Aswad, near the Multazam, in the Riyazul Jannah also, Hindi music was heard. Hindi music. And it was going louder and louder. Until some Arab person got very angry and then that person switches it off. So those to zindagi ka payam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya anbiya ka imaam aa gaya, leke faizane daro salaam aa gaya. Tere dar par jo khairul anam aa gaya, tere dar par jo khairul anam aa gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam aa gaya, uske haathon mein irfaan ka jaam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, pa gaya haasle zindagi, pa gaya haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam aa gaya, pa gaya haasle zindagi, dar pe aqa ke jis dam ghulam aa gaya. Jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. If a person becomes a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in another poetry of Zubair Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, so when a person is going to become a true slave of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is when the person will get true freedom, true najat. Normally we say slavery is something where you become tied and chained and bound and therefore you suffer. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, slavery is such that the person then gets freedom. He gets najat from nafs and shaitan. So then he gets true enjoyment of life. Allah Ta'ala then gives the person such kayfiyat, such anwarat, such barakat, such rahmat, such mercy, such forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gives him such an ocean in his heart of nur, of taqwa, that the kings of the world, if they had only known, or if there was any way of snatching it from the hearts of the awliya-i-kiram, then they would have sent military to go and snatch it away, as they do nowadays to go and snatch the oil wells or the wealth of the Middle East countries or other places where there's gold and silver. So they would have sent a military, that we found that there is an ocean of noor in the heart of this waliullah, and it has gives you a lot of sukoon and peace and happiness. So it is difficult for us to attain it, so we send our military to go and snatch it. So therefore Allah Ta'ala gives it inside the heart, so no king of the world can go and snatch it from the heart of the waliullah.
شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گرا سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا, آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا, لے کے فیضان دار و سلام آ گیا. ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا, ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا, عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا. ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا, عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ظلم رخصت ہوا, ایوری ویئر دیر واز نتھنگ بٹ انجسٹس. وین نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کیم, all around there was nothing but injustice. Injustice upon the women, injustice upon the children, injustice upon the old, injustice upon the young, injustice upon the black, injustice upon the white. The governments were unjust. There was no system at all. Only the person who was strong, powerful, mighty, then that person grabbed it. It was the survival of the fittest. It was a jungle law that used to be in existence. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and look at the adl that was established. Look at the justice that was established. How many incidents I have given you in different bayans of adl and justice. So zulm rukhsat huwa, adl qaim huwa. Ishq ke haath mein intizam aa gaya. Ishq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the ishq and love of Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now there was nothing but justice. Again, it's all, each one is a subject on its own. Zulm rukhsat hua, adl qaim hua, ishq ke haath mein intizam a gaya. Jab zuban par Muhammad ka naam a gaya, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے, آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے, جب عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا. آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے. Where can man praise you, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, where can man have those words to praise you? From the عرش اللہ تبارک و تعالی said, ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. Allah and His angels are sending Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where can man have those words to praise? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala kept such a system that throughout the world, somewhere or the other, 24 hours out of 24 hours, somebody is taking the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is reading Durood and Salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somewhere around the globe, Azan is taking place, sometimes here of Maghrib, somewhere it is Isha, somewhere it is Fajr, somewhere it is Zohar, and then people who are reading Tasbihs of Durood Sharif 100 times, 1000 times, 10,000 times, 20,000 times, we don't know how many times people are reading. Somewhere around the world, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is mentioned in Salat, in the Tahiyyat, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, sometimes in Azan, sometimes in Iqamat. Where can we have words to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Aap ki madh insaan kya kar sake, aap ki madh insaan kya kar sake, arsh se jab durood o salaam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka نام آ گیا, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya aa gaya anbiya ka imam aa gaya leke faizane daro salam aa gaya door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua jab madine mein maahe tamam aa gaya door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua jab madine mein maahe tamam aa gaya jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua the hearts which had become blackened and darkened because of kufr and shirk and bid'at and everything else with the acceptance of iman noor came into the hearts with the removal of injustice and with the removal of all other oppression and tyranny and everything else and with the doing of ibadat and zikr and tilawat and everything else nothing but noor came in the heart noor how do we explain noor door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua door zulmat hui dil munawwar hua jab madine mein maahe tamam aa gaya teri barkat se aaye sayyidul mursaleen teri barkat se aaye sayyidul mursaleen subah roshan hui kaif sham aa gaya jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya main jahan naat e ahmad sunane laga main jahan naat e ahmad sunane laga aashiqon ka wahi is deham aa gaya main jahan naat e ahmad sunane laga aashiqon ka wahi is deham aa gaya jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya qalb roshan hua rooh raqsa hui qalb roshan hua rooh raqsa hui lab pe ahmad ka sheere kalam aa gaya jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ۔ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ۔
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. آؤ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے بدل دے میرا رستہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین مائی بلاول اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ My most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate Allah, my most loving Allah, my most caring Allah, my most beneficent Allah, my most merciful Allah, my most tolerant Allah, my most beautiful Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, day and night we have used your bounties, your ni'mats for your disobedience. Hum namak haram hai, hum gunahgar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. We are your slaves, my beloved Allah. Where do we go? There is no other door for us that we can tap. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, our lives in your control, our sight in your control, our hearing and speech in your control, our heart, liver and lungs, our hands and feet all in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. The homes in which we live, my beloved Allah, if you shake the ground beneath those homes, those same homes come collapsing over the heads of the residents of that home. My beloved Allah, the heavens and the earth is in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdoms, my beloved Allah. Therefore we are turning towards you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. We are not extending before human beings. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. Ya Allah, you become angry if we don't beg of you. Mere Allah, therefore we are repeatedly turning towards you. Mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. Mere Allah, hamara banja, hame apna banale. Make us yours and become ours. Pull us towards you with your power of jazm, my Allah. We have tried our strength many a times and we have failed, O Allah. Ya Allah, we make tawbah and break our tawbah. Hum aajiz aa gaye. We have become helpless, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you. Pull us towards you with your power of jazm. Make each and every one of us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, make the whole ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam yours and become theirs. Open the floodgates of maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mere maula, hum tujhe chhod ke jaye kaha. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from sinful ones like us, then where do we go? Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. If someone has to ask me, what am I asking day and night? My beloved Allah, I'm asking my Allah from Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. You who have blessed billions of people with sight, how can you be unaware? How can you not see what we have been doing in the darkness of nights or the light of day? My beloved Allah, we were only fooling ourselves, but we are ashamed of whatever sins we may have committed. Ya Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, we have disobeyed you so many times in our lives. Mere Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Sins of our parents, forgive them, my beloved Allah. Forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Do not seize us on account of our sins. Nations of the past were destroyed, my beloved Allah, when they committed major sins. Ya Allah, with the rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Whosoever is in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing. Ya Allah, with your fazal, with your kindness and your ihsan, give them complete shifa from all ailments. We know that sometimes these sicknesses, diseases and ill health can be a mercy disguise. But we are extremely weak, my beloved Allah. We are seeking forgiveness for all of our sins. Ya Allah, give us the rahmat of good health. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Our hearts we have made into garbage bins, my Allah. What have we made of our hearts? The hearts in which your tajalli was supposed to come. Ya Allah, we have made our hearts into garbage bags. Filled our hearts with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Our hearts are filled with so much of evil passions and desires. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your walis and to your friends. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are unemployed, give them employment which is halal. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and wine and women, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq and the hidayat to give the children a proper upbringing. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq to throw out of their lives and homes all those things which are causing such corruption in the lives of the children and themselves. Ya Allah, we take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we take your Mubarak name. Yet our homes and our lives are filled with everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we make umrahs upon umrah, hajj upon hajj, but no changes come in our lives. My beloved Allah, our akhlaq, our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, our dealings, our transactions, our etiquette and morals remain the same. Sometimes they get even worse. My beloved Allah, we are therefore seeking from you a complete reformation and change in our lives. With afiyat, with salamati. Hameh afiyat naseeb farma, salamati naseeb farma. Teri zaati ali ka qurb naseeb farma, marifat naseeb farma, tawakkul naseeb farma, iman yaqeen naseeb farma. Ey mere Allah, hameh apna bana le, hamara ban ja. Oh my beloved Allah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtima jo honne wala hai qubool farma. Ya Allah, kabir ki aamad ko qubool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, accept the works of khanqa, da'wat, tabligh, masajid, madaris, all the associations, organizations and anjumans. Whosoever is doing work within the parameters of sharia, Ya Allah, accept their khidmat-e-deeniya. Oh my beloved Allah, make us all serve your Mubarak deen. Bless us with ikhlas in our lives. Remove from our lives riya and show and kibr and pride and ujub. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of sacrifices he made for the sake of this ummah. He was stoned in Taif, his shoes Mubarak became filled with his Mubarak blood. Your most beloved, the greatest after you. How the angels must have wept. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. Rope is tied around his neck and he is dragged. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is beaten up in the Haram Sharif when he goes into Sajda. Dirty, filthy intestines of animals are placed on the Mubarak back of him for whom the whole universe was created. Ya Allah, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes when they have to chew leaves of trees for survival. Mere Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. How much he cried for the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah is in discos, cinemas, rave clubs, theatres, adultery, fornication, music. And not only in other parts of the world, but even in Madina, Tayyibah and Makkah, Mukarramah, so many of them are caught up in these fitnas. How much of pain and injury it must be causing to the nazuk and sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, don't make us of those who cause injury and pain to my beloved Rasul. Make us of those who bring joy and happiness into the heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek din marna hai akhir maut. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Our tight fitting clothes will be removed, sliced with the scissors. Our false teeth will be taken out. Our glasses will be taken out. The jewelry from around the necks of the women and their bangles will be removed. My beloved Allah, all the designer label clothing will be removed. Our tongues will stop wagging. Our eyes, which enjoyed watching haram on the internet sites and television screens and filthy magazines, will be able to see no more. Our ears will be able to listen to that music and the haram no more. Our hands will be able to touch those beloved's illicit no more. Our lips will be able to kiss those illicit beloveds no more. Our feet will be able to walk to those cinemas and discos and rave clubs no more. Everything will be totally silenced. will be placed, my beloved Allah, on a flat table. Move backwards and forwards, right and left. Hot water will be poured above our bodies. We will not be able to utter a single word. Before that time comes, my beloved Allah, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the time comes that the garment of kafan, which has got no designer label, will be put on our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota, waha ke gulshano mein mera bhi koi chaman hota. My beloved Allah, at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Blessed with burial in Baqiyah. Let our janazas be in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. When the Imam of the Haram Sharif says Allahu Akbar, let Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam say, oh Allah, one gunegar, siyakar, sinful ummati of mine is going. Bless him with maghfirat. Ya Allah, make our bodies a patch of the earth of Madina Tayyiba. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.